This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Stay tuned for the next 4 minutes of practical insight and encouragement from the Bible for your daily walk with Christ. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, an international Christian ministry dedicated to helping people around the world grow in obedience to Jesus Christ. And now, Leroy Imes.
It's sort of exciting to see a treasure cave. It looks like the scores of other caves in the area, but it's the one everybody comes to see. And no wonder. The treasure that had been found inside that cave brought headlines around the world. And yet the shepherd who found it didn't know it was worth anything. This is Leroy Imes speaking for the Navigators. Today's topic, the treasure that appeared worthless. The shepherd realized that one of his goats was missing, so he went to search the countryside. When he saw the cave, he wondered if his goat had fallen in, so he tossed a rock down to see if he could cause some movement. All he heard was the sound of pottery breaking. Did it contain coins hidden in the distant past? Was there a treasure in the cave? Silver or gold? It was too dark to enter, so the shepherd decided to wait till morning. At the crack of dawn, he was up to the cave, lowered himself in, and found some earthen pots. To his disgust and disappointment, they contained nothing but brittle old scrolls. He took one and used it to start a fire. He decided to save a few. Possibly they might be worth something. When he returned to Bethlehem, he sold them for $10. The men who purchased them tried to sell them to a university in the Middle East. No one would take them. So he took them to New York and found some people who understood their worth. The man who bought them from the shepherd for $10 sold them for $750,000. The world had learned of the discovery of the Dead Sea Scrolls. That which appeared worthless is now housed in the Shrine of the Book in Jerusalem, and thousands of people go to that shrine to see the ancient and valuable scrolls. A treasure was discovered in an earthen vessel by a simple shepherd who had no idea of what he held in his hands. As I stood by the cave and later in the Shrine of the Book, looking at those scrolls, I was reminded of the scripture, "But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us." What treasure? Paul speaks of two things. One, the glorious gospel of Christ. Christian, you and I have been given a message that has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son, in whom we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sins. We are allowed of God to be put in trust with the gospel. That which God has used to bring us to Himself, He has placed in our trust to share with others. We must not fail in this trust. Our friends and our neighbors must hear the glorious message that Jesus Christ has come to bring life and immortality to light through the gospel. The second thing that Paul speaks of is the glory of God. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. What a tremendous thing! Mortal man allowed to see and experience the glory of God in daily life. A warm, intimate experience with the living God as God reveals His glory in Christ. A treasure in earthen vessels. The question that comes is simple. Am I living life to bring glory to God? Am I sharing the message of the glorious gospel of Christ with others? May God bless you as you live for Christ and share that message of life with others.
To help you discover and claim God's promises from the Bible, we'd like to send you a free subscription to the Navigator's Devotional Guide magazine, Daily Walk. You'll find this daily devotional and Bible reading guide a valuable aid in your personal time alone with God. To receive your free copy, write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934. Join us on Daily Discipleship.